Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
All right.
A lot of people chiming in on the Joey Harrington 5 o'clock dinner, and people aren't having it.
No, it's too late.
It's almost universal.
Again, I didn't want to make too big of a thing of it.
Yeah.
Joey doesn't understand how people that aren't skinny and have no discipline feel. Like, he can't relate to that.
Yeah.
So to him, it's just like, well, it's easy. Just start later.
Yeah.
You can't do that when you're an idiot like me.
Well, and he's also trying to pull the I'm a good dad card. So he's outside, like, running around with his kids and whatnot. Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, and we're not good dad. Like,
no.
It's not about the kids on Thanksgiving.
This is what started me down the evil path, too. It got a little sideways at my Thanksgiving. My daughter is a bartender now, following in the illustrious path of one Isaac Roth.
That's great.
And so we had the little, we had the bar set up there, you know, for everybody. And she says, she goes, I've been told I make a really good old-fashioned, but I don't really know because... You know, it's the guys that are ordering them, and she's like, I can't tell if they're being serious or if they just, like, you know, they want my up tops. And I said, it's a valid point. I was like, you know, because she flaunts it a little bit as a bartender.
Now, where does she bartend at?
She bartends at Pips and Bounce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
That's the
ping pong ball.
Ping pong place.
Yeah.
Downtown, right?
Yes.
That place is great.
Yeah. So she was saying, I don't really know if I make a good old-fashioned. And I was like, well, there's only one way to find out. And she's like, absolutely. So she starts making me the old-fashioned. And I'm here to tell you. Because she goes, you will be honest with me. I said, absolutely. I'll let you know. I'll shoot you straight. She makes a quality old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is then she just, you know, so now she was like playing around. So she just kept bringing me beverages. I wasn't even seeking them. They were now being brought to me. And so then she's like, well, I want to teach my brother how to make one. So then he starts making them. And before you know it.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm off the.
You know what that's called?
What?
Progress.
Progress. Yeah. And then it just. It went from old fashions to now I'm just pouring, you know, I'm just pouring four fingers. And then before I knew it, it was done.
Well, a passion for the bartending industry, that's great to hear because that will enrich your life as well. Well, as
absolutely.
You well know.
And I like to know that she's taking her craft seriously. Because to her, she didn't have to make a good drink because she knew that, you know, dumb men will just continue to, you know, order from her.
Yeah, but you got to make a good drink these days.
Yeah. And
like
she,
back when I bartended, you didn't have to make a great drink.
You get away with it.
You just had to be fun and cool.
Or have good up tops.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes a long way. It goes a long way in the bartending world.
Yeah, now you got to have. You're nothing without a good menu, like cocktail menu and make a good solid cocktail.
Yeah, she was. And then there was, and then she's like, well, let me make you. So basically, I was being served drinks. I didn't have to get up. They just kept coming one after the other.
Joey lives in, I don't know. It's probably a great life.
Yeah, but it's a
but
different
it's
world.
It's not reality.
It's not.
It's just not.
Well, it's not
for
this,
most of us.
It's not this reality.
It's a great reality
yeah.
if you can get it, but it's just not this. It's not. Look, I think we're all on the same page here.
I feel like we ate at about 2.
Dude, in between 1 and 4.
Yeah.
You're golden.
Yeah, we ate at 2, and to be honest with you, by 10:30, I was just shoving food in my face. And I kind of like that we do like a rollout. We do like a rollout menu. And yes, there will be a time when like main dishes get thrown out, but if you come to my house, you can start eating at 10:30, and there will be different things to eat pretty much every half hour leading up to the main like go-to.
I thought that was every house.
And
Joey, I think, is saying the same thing. He's just saying, just don't. He's saying, have the discipline to not start. And it just doesn't work that way.
Well, what are you supposed to do in the morning? Just not have anything?
Well, I think that's what he's saying, yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He's saying, well, take the kids out to play. And before you know it, it's 1:30 and you haven't had a drink yet. It just doesn't work that. It's not real life, man.
Well, and the cooking is going and it's smelling good.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
And it's Thanksgiving. You just, you've prepared
yes.
for 2 days.
Yeah.
To wake up and eat and drink.
Yeah.
So you just want to get it going.
And the smells, like they were cooking these crab puffs, and that smell was throughout the entire house. I challenge anyone. So I had crab puffs and we had like egg rolls back to back. I challenge anyone to smell that in the kitchen at 10:30 to 11 o'clock and then say, I'm not going
right.
to eat that.
It's like keeping a hungry football team in the tunnel for 3 hours. Right before the big rivalry game.
Can't do it.
Why would you do that?
No.
You can't do that.
You're getting out on the field. You're right. just going to cause fights. And you're going to cause problems at that point.
All right. I've got the Kanye story. Kanye West, flying coach, talking to the
That's the weird.
Attendant.
The weirdest part about this story, well, I guess the weirdest part is that he was meeting with a white supremacist. And I'm not talking about the POTUS, the Fuentes guy that he was with. The weirdest part is the Kanye West is flying coach.
Yeah, we have insider information on Kanye West's travel habits and thoughts, as it turns out. And we'll have that for you next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this next story comes to us from Buck. He's our producer.
And it comes to me from Jeff, and comes to him from his wife, Kelly, and comes to her from her friend, who is this flight attendant.
Purple Monkey Ranch. We're playing a game of telephone.
It's probably accurate.
There's no way that this is made up. I saw it on the internet.
So, the girl who is friends with Buck's friend's wife is a flight attendant. And this is all from her social media.
Yeah. So you know it's true because it was on social media. It has to be true.
So she puts on there the seating chart from the United flight from LA to San Francisco, and it says, y'all tell me why Kanye West is sitting in economy right now. And it highlights the seat, and it says Kanye West.
Kanye West.
So he is sitting in 10F, as it were.
Is it possible that there weren't any first-class seats available?
It's possible. But why is he not flying private? Like,
I don't know. Maybe he just might. Kanye West. He might be one of those dudes that's just weird enough where he just he wants to sit.
He
with,
probably
like,
loves it.
He just sits back
he
there.
He sits and, in coach and holds court.
Yes.
Trying to gain voters. Douche.
Would not surprise me.
So here she writes. So she puts that on there, and then she writes, "So I got bombarded with messages about this Kanye thing, so here's how it went. My crew was flying from LAX to San Francisco to Miami, and he was on both of the flights with us. He was sitting in economy both times. He came to the back to go to the bathroom before we started our beverage service, and when he came out, I just started chatting him up. He had a big puffer jacket on, and he asked me, 'Do you see what the back of my jacket says?' And I said, 'Yeah. YE24.
Let me just say, for the record, if anyone ever approaches you and says, "Do you see what the back of my jacket says?" that's a sign that you need to leave this conversation. You need to leave it now.
But with Kanye, you don't, right? Don't you?
Oh, God.
Don't you I see just, where that goes?
Well, maybe.
It's
but I'm
Kanye.
Just. That is just not something that I. If someone comes up and approaches me and says, "Do you see what I'm wearing in general?" that is a red flag that this is not going to be something that you're going to enjoy.
So she says, yeah, YE24, huh?
That would be Yay 24, as in Kanye 24.
Oh, okay.
Yay
24. I'm not very hip. Although something tells me Soup didn't know that either.
Yeah, I know that he's Yay.
Yeah, I don't think you do. I heard you just announced the other day that you were running. So that's for president.
Yes.
The United States.
I'm sure you're going to win.
And he was like, "Yeah, guess who I'm going to meet in Miami right now?" And I said, "Trump would be my guess." And he said, "Yeah, and I have a proposition for him. I'm going to ask him to be my VP." And I said, "Oh, you think he'll like taking that step down?" And he said, "Well, to me, I think it would be a big step up. I'm the better Christian candidate. I'm anti-abortion, pro-life, anti-vax, etc. And I'm just the vessel for all of this coming through from a bigger power."
Yes, he does believe, and I've seen interviews with him, he does believe that Jesus is speaking directly to him.
And then he said, "I bet you weren't expecting me to be the better candidate, huh? I legitimately had no idea what to say, so I was just like, yeah, I'm eager to see how it all turns out. Good luck with that." That's what she said there.
See?
That's what she said.
When someone says, "Do you see what my jacket says?" the correct answer is, "No, I don't," and then you walk away.
And then he said, "We don't believe in luck." And I was like, "Oh, okay, my bad. Go make S happen then." And he was like, "Hell yeah." And then we fist bumped. Then I asked for a picture, and he said, "Yeah, how about you give me a coffee and we'll call it a fair trade?" So that was what happened. Basically, it's exactly how I would expect a Kanye encounter to go. Still just a little confused. And then she posts the picture with him, and he's got the big blue puffer jacket on. And he is staring soullessly into the camera like the devil. And she's standing there smiling.
Well, I mean,
there you go.
I guess that's...
And it is in the back by the beverages.
The beverages. Well,
in the bathroom.
That works, I suppose. I mean, I guess that's about as well as that conversation could go. And if you're a flight attendant, you can't really be, you know, you can't really be combative. You really can't tell a passenger to go pound sand, right?
No. I think she handled it right. You just want to see what he says.
You just kind of placate it.
And it seemed like she wanted to know what was up. Like, okay, he's here. I see him back here. I'll just chat him up. That's fine. That's what we do for our job.
Right.
Well, and it could have been worse because he was on that plane with that Nick Fuentes guy who is shut. You think Kanye West is insane. The Nick Fuentes guy is... It's a whole other thing. Like, he is a full-on white nationalist. He's saying that we don't need to... We can't have a democracy. We have to have a dictatorship and force people to believe what they believe in. He doesn't believe that the Holocaust happened. I mean, it's a whole thing. And it is fascinating that a guy who is a white supremacist is riding with Kanye West to meet Donald Trump. Like, you can't make this stuff up. And now Trump has said that he did not... Trump is saying that he met with Kanye West... But it's a bit problematic to meet with a guy like Fuentes. And the original thing was supposedly Trump was impressed with him. That was the report. But now Trump has come out and said that all he did was meet with Kanye West. And then Kanye had several friends. And it was an uneventful meeting. And then they left. So he's realized that it is not a good idea to be breaking bread with Mr. Fuentes. And is now quickly trying to distance himself. As fast as humanly possible.
So I also read an article this morning that said Trump expected it to be a one-on-one meeting dinner only, and that he was both surprised and miffed when Kanye rolled in with a couple other people.
One of them being
this Nick Fuentes.
The worst person on the planet.
Wait, how bad do you have to be to have Trump backing away from you?
Look up, if you don't know anything about Nick Fuentes, look it up. He's got a podcast called America First, and boy, it is something else. Like, if you've ever thought to yourself, like, Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump aren't nearly right-wing enough for you, then I give, and by right-wing, that's doing a disservice to people that are right-wing. This is more along the lines of, like, Mussolini type. It's way out there.
Did you see the Hail Hitler guy at the Seattle airport today?
Yeah, that crazy bastard.
So this dude throws a tantrum, and it's gone viral on video. He's at the counter, Seattle airport.
Yeah, this was like a couple days ago. It's like November 20th.
And he throws up the Hail Hitler.
Yeah. And then he starts
Heil Hitler.
And then he starts doing the spin with it, and then he starts yelling race war.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
And then they arrest him, and then he says that the only reason he's being arrested is that he's being discriminated against because he's a Nazi. He's like, you're only arresting me because I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he claims that's against his First Amendment rights. And
Jesus.
You know.
Look at how far we've come.
It is...
look where we're at.
It is something. But at the same time, I try not to get too worked up over
it. It's all just noise.
Yeah, because this idiot... All right, there's one jackass that decides to get on an airplane in Seattle and start yelling Hail Hitler.
Well, he didn't get on an airplane.
He attempted. I am fascinated in his train of thought. So clearly he bought a ticket. He was trying to leave the Earth's crust to go fly somewhere else on the Earth's surface. He's going to go fly somewhere. Normally when you make the decision to fly, isn't that not your first priority? No matter what else happens in your day, that is just your priority, is to get on your plane and arrive safely to where you're going. So what led you to be on the cusp of getting on your airplane? Because he's in line. He's got his ticket. He's got his little carry-on. He's got a little suitcase. He's ready to go. I don't know where he was going. I'm not sure where the flight was heading. But he's going out of SeaTac. And then he randomly decided, I know what I'm going to do. Instead of going on this trip that I paid for, I'm just going to start spinning around in a circle and dropping some Heil Hitlers. Like, what?
I think I have an explanation.
Yeah, please.
Mental illness. How about that?
So he was sane enough to buy a ticket to go somewhere, but not sane enough to get on the airplane.
Yeah, he was probably triggered by something. Maybe they were giving him crap about his tickets. Who knows? So but you're right. It's just noise. Cares.
Like, I know we get into that, and then it gets on social media, and people are like, oh my God, it's 2022, and we got, you know, Nazis out there.
Well, we do. We've always had them.
Exactly. And this is my point. They were there in the 40s. They were there in the 50s. They were there in the 80s.
They're quite brazen now, though. You gotta.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't.
Thanks, Trump.
I don't mind.
Thanks, Obama.
At least I know that they're out there. Isn't it better to know that this D-bag is a Nazi and now he's on the no-fly list as opposed to that dude flying wherever he's going to do? And, you know, like, if you want to out yourself as a Nazi, get yourself fired, get yourself on a non-fly list, and get yourself arrested. You know what? Let me just encourage all Nazis everywhere. Go ahead. Go to the airport and start making your demands known. Start getting arrested and start getting fired. And then eventually we won't have to deal with it anymore because they can't fly.
I'd like to wrap up today's show with, well, we're going to wrap up with John, but before we wrap up,
the preliminary wrap-up
will be snake news.
Yeah, I got to hear about this.
There was a snake at my house, and I'm not happy about it.
I can tell.
And I took a photo. I will show you.
But you didn't deal with the snake yourself.
Hell no.
Who did?
My wife.
Wow.
That's right.
But you photographed it.
Yep.
You did the man.
Wait till you see the photo.
Is it a Nazi snake?
Dude, this snake is coming at you. It's terrifying. I think, I want to say it was an anaconda.
Well, I would assume.
And it was probably 40 feet long. Mm-hmm.
Seems like a big snake. Maybe a boa, maybe.
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 Here's Buck with sports. All right, now to snake news. I have texted this photo to the phones of Ryan Buckley and Big Sook Jason Sakanik.
Yeah, so there is evidence of this.
Yeah, so that...
And you were wise to take photos.
Yeah, so I got... I captured a photo of a snake. Now, my wife and I, you know how much I hate snakes.
Yes. To the point where you made your wife deal with the snake.
That's right. That's right. And so I deal with the spiders. She deals with the snakes.
Seems like a fair trade-off.
we're walking out to get in the car to go to the casino for a glorious Thanksgiving day.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Whoa, you almost stepped on that." And I'm like, "What? I didn't see it."
You thought maybe some poo or something.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Yeah. She's like, "Look, 20-foot boa." right on our steps going down to our driveway.
Yeah.
So I took a picture of it, and this thing was pissed. Like, he was... You can see in the photo, if you zoom in there.
Yes.
I didn't want to get too close.
Yeah.
You can see his little fangs.
I will say that the snake is curled in an angry position. The mouth is open, and yes, you can see the razor-sharp fangs.
Now...
The hypodermic needles.
Even though it was 75 feet long, we do think it was a baby. Because it had no dexterity. Like, it was trying to bite my wife constantly. Like, just lunging.
Lunging?
Right and left. As she tried to grab it by the tail and move it.
Your wife, Nurse Nice, is going by the tail?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, she picked it up. She did.
I'll be damned.
She wrangled many, like many a
she's
reptile?
She's a snake wrangler, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
You said it.
No, she she dealt with it. I'm like, I'm not touching that. But I also don't want it here because where there's one baby,
there's
more.
Then there's
and
mama.
That means there's a mama who's probably 150 feet long. And where are they? Like, so many questions. Like, what is this? It's the middle of winter.
Yeah.
We don't have really snakes.
No.
And if we do, it's not in this weather, and it's just sitting there on our...
Yeah, snakes,
what in the hell is
snakes
happening?
Snakes need warmth.
Yes.
Which probably means they've now breached the borders of your home and are inside warming themselves...
That's what I said.
...in your garage or
they're
in your living room somewhere.
Or something. There's more than just this angry little snake.
I'm pretty sure that's why they all showed up at our old building. They were cold outside and they needed shelter.
You may have to burn your house to the ground.
It's possible.
And let me just say for the record, while I am impressed with Nurse Nice... wrangling this thing by the tail, I'm a little troubled by people that manhandle wild critters with no sort of protection.
What?
Like, when I don't know. I find it... You know my theory on fighting animals. I'd much rather fight a human than I would an animal. I find animals unpredictable, and they're shifty, and they're fast. It's like that guy at the Arkansas baseball game that just grabbed the was it the possum or the raccoon? He just grabbed it by the neck.
That was a possum.
And he just is like holding it up. I don't like that. When you're dealing with animals, we need sticks to poke. I need a box. I need a sack.
We need gloves. We need a plan.
The fact that your wife just goes like, ha, and just reaches down and grabs the tail, I find it unnerving. It makes me uncomfortable that you're willing to just grab the animal by the tail.
I couldn't believe she did it.
Yes.
I was like, man, that thing is like 90 feet. So she first jumped on it.
She's lucky that she's not dead at this point.
Yeah.
That thing gets her in the jugular, and then, you know, hey, that's her own fault.
So she picked it up by the tail. She was a little trepidatious. Like, I will say, she was like, I don't know, because that thing was pissed off. Like, it was coming at her and trying to bite her. But then we realized that as a baby, it clearly did not, it just wasn't a seasoned snake.
Sure.
You could tell that it was trying to fight, but didn't know how to
fight. But of all the options that you have...
She did
worst one is just to barehand it.
Yeah.
She's like Kevin Mitchell out there in left field. You don't do that. There's a glove for a reason.
She barehanded it and she walked it across the street and put it in the neighbor's yard.
Well,
not really, but like outside their fence.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, how I deal with snakes.
Terrifying.
And I don't know if this is... Hopefully I don't get in trouble. When I encounter a snake...
I think I know where you're going.
Don't you smash it with a...
Because I think we did this in Newburgh when I lived at my mom's.
Well...
With a shovel?
That's one. I'm saying if I'm just trying to get rid of the snake, and I don't feel that a death sentence is just, all I do is I get a handle, I get like a broom, a stick, something, and then I put it like in the crook of the snake, and then we fling.
Oh, you fling it.
Oh, we fling.
Yeah.
I'm a snake flinger.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wherever that snake lands is nowhere near where I'm at.
What would
and
you have done? Is that what you have done?
I fling.
You would have gotten the shovel and flung it?
I flung.
Yeah.
I flung.
Now, at what size does flinging become the less ideal, method of disposal?
Well,
does it get to be a certain like size where you're like, I can't fling this anymore. I need something else.
I only handle snakes two ways. One is the guillotine.
Yeah.
And the other one is the fling.
Yeah, we fall the same way.
And I will tell you that it's more of a feel. it's a situation to situation. I'm not going to say hard, fast rules. Now, this the fact that it's a baby, it's not going to get the death sentence. But I'll tell you what, I'm not walking that crap across the street. No, 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 no. You're ending up in a tree somewhere.
Get the catapult ready.
Yeah, we're catapult. And it isn't a light fling either. Maybe, just maybe, sometimes it ends up in a neighbor's yard. Look, that thing goes airborne. Can snakes fly? They can if you end up in my backyard. I don't mess around with
it. Now, yesterday was a pretty nice day.
Yeah.
So maybe, is that why? Was it warm enough that the snake?
I don't know. It was still cold.
I still feel like it was still pretty chilly.
I think it's weird that there's a snake out in the open.
Yes.
You know, on a cold, like, rock.
Clearly lost.
That's weird.
Scared. Fearful.
And look at Nurse Nice gently removing it.
Yeah, she wasn't going to kill it.
Well, what if it comes back?
It's going to die.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, you fool me once.
Yeah.
You don't fool me twice.
I tell you, it caught me off guard. I panicked a little bit. I'm like, whoa.
It did. Well, I'm also going to... I'm saying I'm going to fling it, but if you are accurate in the lunging...
No, I'm not kidding. Dude, it was...
It's dead.
That thing was going at her.
This is also... Like, Buck, you asked when does the flinging become the non-option? When you go to attack me. If you are actively showing aggression towards me, sorry.
We're going to put an end to that aggression.
You're donezo. And this is like what the possums in my yard have learned. If the possums just mind their own business, I let the possums go from one side to the other and go about their merry way. It's when the possum gets all like, hey, we're having ourselves a little showdown here. That showdown does not go well for them. I have one of those, you leave me be, I leave you be. The worst thing that's going to happen to you is maybe you get flung. But once that snake bears the fangs, and then you do have proof that that snake was bearing fangs.
Yeah, you saw it.
I think you're well within
your... Does that thing not look mean?
Yes. We're lucky you're here today.
Yes. I think you are well within your justification at that point in telling that snake that its time here is done.
Well, a lot of people are texting in saying that they think that that's a Gartner snake, and I beg to differ. I feel like that was an anaconda.
Look, I saw fangs. I saw fangs. So that's all I need to know. I'm backing you up on this one.
I'm going to text it to this.
Lunging snake, fangs, sorry, death sentence. We're done.
Do you think it would be too terrifying for the listeners if we tweeted out the photo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It needs to come with a warning.
Probably.
Oh.
Okay. Here, like I'll put it
warning graphic content.
Yeah, like on Instagram where you have to click on it to make sure.
I'll put it on the fan Twitter, okay? You guys want to see it, I'll put it on there. But I'm warning you.
Be prepared.
Buckle up.
It is in lunge. It's in strike. It's in strike position. It is. It's a strike-worthy snake.
All right, I'll do that during the break. We'll get John in here. Wrap it up next on the fan.
45, kind of broad.
All right, for those interested in seeing the terrifyingly angry anaconda that was found at my house yesterday. It is on the
attempting to attack you.
Yeah, it's right in the photo. You can see it.
I see it.
It is on the 1080 The Fan Twitter at 1080 The Fan. Here is John, who I am told is live from Costco tonight. Hello.
Yes, I am. I am in Costco right now. To be honest, I forgot it was Friday, and I forgot you guys were on the air.
Man,
so
look.
I was at Costco and. The phone rang, and I was like, who the heck's calling me? And then it was you guys. So I'm happy to talk to you. I'm sorry you had to work today, but I'm sure the people...
We're sorry, too.
Yeah,
sure
no one
appreciated it.
Everyone forgot we had to work today.
All seven
Trust
of them
me. Yeah,
appreciated it. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Jeff Austin.
Yeah, seriously. Why, like...
No one... I don't know.
I thought everybody had... Thanksgiving is a
they do.
It's a company holiday, John. This is legitimately a company holiday. No one is working but this station.
But you guys.
Yeah.
Giant bear bigger than you.
Yeah.
Well,
when you're out at Costco, John, you need hot sports, and we're here to give it to you, or in this case, snake news.
Listen, nobody listens to your show more than I do, and I forgot you guys were on today. Hence, I'm at Costco in aisle 321 right now, which is paper goods. Apparently, we need paper towels following the big holiday, so we're going to stock up on some paper towels. And there's not a lot of action in aisle 321 right now, if you guys are wondering.
But I will tell you that I don't know about your house. I feel like women, they're panicked about two things, paper towels and toilet paper. And at all times, you have to have like a seven-month supply of both of those things. I don't know why, but you have to have them.
Well, so I asked this question because you may wonder, like, why am I at Costco today? And I'm asking myself that question, too, because Thanksgiving was yesterday, and you do the stock up, right? We went to the store, we did the thing, we have all this food, and then we have leftovers, and there's still food in the house. So why today, we're my wife, like, let's go to Costco right now. Why? Like, why are we doing this?
I don't really have an answer for that. I'm assuming
Were you going to tell us?
Yeah.
You were teeing that up as if...
Yeah, you look into the cart. I don't know. What are you buying besides paper towels?
I don't know why I'm even here. I told my wife, I'm going to go stand over there in the corner where nobody is and do the radio show. So you go. Right now, there's paper towels in our cart and a reef. Apparently, we needed a reef. So
that seems like that's a worthwhile trip.
Well, again, I think my wife did a little. I've been laying around all day, and we need to go not lay around. And apparently, that meant come to Costco. So,
boy, I can think of about 8 million other things that I could do not laying around, besides Costco. But
yeah, I'm not sure why we needed to get more
roam the middle of the Costco, like the seasonal aisle that changes. There's some interesting stuff in there.
Don't they have clothes in the middle?
Yeah, they got clothes in the middle.
Nothing that fits me though.
Yeah, that's true. That's a bit like problematic.
When you get the it's medium to extra large, I'm gonna need a few more X's on that extra large before it fits me. So that doesn't do me any good.
No, but go to the section that has like they got like kayaks and there's like some outdoor furniture and there's usually some random stuff in there. That's always interesting to see what's moving through the Costco ranks.
I did get a catch-in at Costco. Oh. I got a catch-in a few minutes ago.
Inside or outside of Costco?
Inside. It's nasty outside. Yeah. So I was inside, and I hadn't played catch yet today. And so I'm like, I'm going to bring a baseball, and maybe there'll be a guy like giving away hot cocoa samples if he'll play catch with me. Yeah. And before I could even do that, I ran into friendly Costco employee, actually that we know, Jay. Doctor to the Stars, your doctor best friend.
Sophie, or not Sophie, daughter. But Maddie. Yeah.
Yeah, she works here.
Yeah.
And she was stocking things up, and I made fun of her, and then we played catch in, like, aisle 307.
Well, there you go. tell the great Maddie Bessis I love her. She's fantastic.
She is fantastic, and now she played catch with me in Costco while she was on a little bit of a work break. So
one of Dr. Bessis's kids
works
at Costco?
Works at Costco now.
Oh, my God. That makes me feel 800 years old.
Yeah, because your wife worked for them probably when those kids were like...
Yeah, they were little.
3 and 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
Jesus.
Yeah, she's. I think she's 20 now.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Unbelievable. So I got that out of it, which is a good thing. Other than that, I'm not a huge fan of being here right now.
I can't tell you the last time I was in a Costco, but I will say there are... You know, when I used to go to Costco every once in a while, there was always something cool in there.
Yeah, like, there's always something interesting.
You look around and you go, oh. Yeah. Because most of it, you're just like, oh, get me out of here.
Yeah.
But then every once in a while, there would something would pop up.
Yeah, I like the sound bars. Like those are always fun. You can go play with those. There's always...
There's a golf thing every once in a while.
Yeah, just go to the right-hand side of Costco. There's always interesting things.
I have a buddy who's a really good golfer, and he said he bought a putter at Costco.
Supposedly those Kirkland putters.
He loves it.
Now, and I don't know, you're the golfer, so you'd be able to judge this, but, you know, a lot of the Costco, the Kirkland brand, right?
Yeah.
Those are made by other, so like if you buy like the Kirkland whiskey, you're buying like Jameson. But they get it at a deal, and then they put their brand on it.
Yes.
The rumor is the Kirkland putter is a Scotty Cameron.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
But it's like $112 as opposed to whatever the Scotty Cameron is.
I haven't felt it. I haven't putted with it. I don't know. But I know of one guy who, like I said, he's a really good golfer. He's not a hack.
Yeah.
He said, Isaac.
I know one guy.
I bought this putter at Costco. I'm telling you. I took it straight off the rack. It's freaking great.
Yeah. I know one guy, too, who's like he's like a 4 or 5, and he bought it, and I saw it at his house, and I go, dude. Because when you know a serious golfer, you're like, why do you have a Kirkland putter? And he goes, I'm telling you, man. He goes, they're Scotty Cameron's. And he's the one that told me about it, and he swears by it. He says it's amazing.
Putters are all feel anyway. It's like it's whatever feels good to you. And if you see the ball go in, this putter's great.
It's amazing.
It's a Scotty.
Hey, gentlemen, gentlemen, live from aisle 321, let's play a little Price is Right. I'm going to give you the product I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
I will describe it the best of my ability, and I would like each of you to guess the actual retail Costco price without going over.
I'm kind of excited about this. Yeah, let's go.
What I have here is a 225-count Chinette paper plate, the all-occasion paper plate. 225. Now, it is cut resistant. It is strong and sturdy. It is microwave safe, and it's 8.5 inches in diameter.
It's a quality
plate.
You get
200 and yeah, this isn't cheap.
Yeah.
You get 225 of those. So what I'm asking you both right now is, what's the price of that item?
Now, I used to buy a lot of paper plates, and now I'm not allowed to because my better half yells at me. But I'm gonna go $22.50.
$22.50. Big Sook is locked in. Isaac Kropp?
There's 225 of them?
A lot of plates. It's a big stack of plates.
8.75 inches in diameter. Did I mention cut resistant?
I don't
know if this helps, but it is made with at least 80% recycled material.
That does help.
It's a good play.
I'm gonna go 225 of them. I'm gonna go $59.99.
Okay, we've learned two things. One, Jay, you did buy a lot of paper plates, and Rob has never bought paper plates.
This is correct.
Because the actual retail price of those 225 plates, $18.99.
Well, he was over too, though.
I was over.
We were both
over.
Yeah.
When I was a single man, I lived exclusively on paper plates.
Boy, I'll tell you this right now. If I could beat my wife to sign off on it, I would do nothing but paper plates and red Solo cups.
Yep. It was a magical time, John, but I flew too close. God, I can't say
it. Oh, dear.
I flew too close to the sun.
Yes, you did. You know what? She's a wonderful gal, though. She's worth dishes.
He was almost about to admit he was in the Ku Klux Klan.
He flew
close to the Klan. Exactly.
Are they big into the plates?
Oh, yeah,
I guess.
All right, have a good night.
Plates are white.
Love your hot body.
Love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, there's Quality Radio Broadcasting. I don't know who heard it, but
somebody.
Thank you for listening if you're out there.
You're
we are back Monday, 3 to 7 on the Thing of Night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.